She's seen it all. Terrell Watson taught for more than 30 years in city schools. Name one. Schools 36, 33, 39, 58, West High School, Marshall, Benjamin Franklin High School, East High. By the time she arrived to teach at the School of the Arts, her reputation had preceded her.
And then I heard her whisper, "Watch it. She's an ex-nun." Which is the truth. So I got the nickname Attila the Nun.
That's awesome.
And I thought, you know, whatever works.
Whatever works has been her mantra throughout her career. It's meant making goulash for a crowd. It's meant long hours driving students to festivals in her own car. It's meant coping in daunting circumstances. For example, when she had to handle 60 squirrely students in a general music class with no clear guidance.
You can't even see 60 students with your peripheral vision.
So what did you do with 60 students in a general music class?
I told the class that I made up some New York State law that said that at this quarter, we have to do a show.
Her inventiveness and humor have inspired dozens of students to pursue music as a career. Now that she's retired from public school life and teaching privately at the Kanak School, Watson says she's had time to think about the changes she's seen in the Rochester School District over time.
The hopes and dreams of children have always been high. The support system's not always so high. And it's more pronounced now. But even when I retired 12 years ago, it was often students doing a pretty good job of raising themselves, often taking care of well-meaning parents, but parents who may have been suffering from an illness of some sort. Often there were three generations of people living in a house. I had students who were working not so they could buy a fancy pair of sneakers, but so they were paying the RG&E bills.
Her own children, she says, were lucky. Lucky enough to attend a well-funded suburban school with a rich arts program. Music teachers in Rochester City Schools are amazing educators, she says, but it's still not enough.
There's got to be parity. You've got to go to a county-wide system. Because as long as there is institutionalized racism, and that's what it is, as long as that's allowed to happen, nothing changes, and everyone is the poorer for it, because cultures are not being shared and celebrated, and opportunities are not being shared. Until that happens, nothing moves.
You can hear more from cellist, singer, teacher, and pianist Terrell Watson in the Musicians of Rochester series at classical915.org. I'm Brenda Tremblay, WXXI News.